The epistle for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this you are called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers. But the countenance of the Lord upon them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice's sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire. If therefore thou bring thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift." Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. For I tell you, unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Words taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, the life of a police officer is not an easy one, as I'm sure we all know. In speaking with them, I have noticed that they all express, in one way or another, the many difficulties they face day by day. Even though they are able at the end of the day to switch out of their uniform, sometimes they're not able to leave their thoughts with the uniform, and sometimes comes home with them into the house. As, for example, a certain police officer, while in the line of duty, accidentally shot an innocent man, complete accident, and the man ended up dying from the bullet wound. And as we can only imagine, the officer had a very difficult time dealing with this situation on his hands. He knew that what he did was completely an accident, and that there was really no way that it could have been avoided. But still, the thought that he killed an innocent man, though an accident, was not to be put behind so easily. It affected him so much that his whole family noticed. The incident even affected the family to the point that his children were afraid to go to school. Since the story was all over the news, they thought for sure that everyone at school would give them a hard time and that they would lose their friends and so on. The first day of school, however, nothing happened. It surprised them that no one said anything about what their father had done. And even when they got home from school, they still were leery about going outside, playing, living a normal life. And they even feared that their father, they might lose their dad to jail. And that was the thought that truly scared them. And they were sort of in this stage of waiting for a verdict as what would happen. And the phone rang one day, and it continued to ring over and over again. That distinct sound of a certain person's phone. And then people started showing up at the door. Multiple visits. But the reason all these people were calling on the family was the opposite of what they expected. Instead of coming to cast judgment on the police officer and his family for what had happened, they came full of understanding for him. They came filled with sympathy for the whole family. People the officer had known while growing up came to offer help. Even people the family did not know, they had never seen some of these people, had consoling words for them. And these acts of kindness from random people gave the policeman such courage that he was able to return to his job. The family regained the peace and the joy which they had temporarily lost, all because of the kindness showed them. In the gospel today, my dear friends, we see our Lord explaining to the scribes and the Pharisees the gravity of speaking and thinking evil towards others. It's the whole point of today's gospel. St. Matthew relates our Lord told the people that if their justice did not abound, in other words, was not seen more than the scribes and the Pharisees, they would not enter into heaven. Justice. Our Lord was talking about justice. For it is through the love of God and our neighbor that justice is found. In other words, it's through the practice of charity. Our Lord demands justice of those who would follow him. This is why it is so necessary to practice this virtue if we wish to receive his eternal rewards. And so we should make it, my dear friends, a matter of great importance in our lives to have charitable thoughts of other people. Not just Mondays or here and there throughout the week, or now and then when we feel like it. Oh, it's easy to practice charity now. So-and-so has been really nice to me, or this person I like. So it's easy to practice charity. There's no reward in that because there's no virtue in that. Where's the difficulty? There is none. So where's the reward? There is none. Those who we find it most difficult to have charitable thoughts towards, those who we find it most difficult to practice charity to, those are the ones that we will receive our reward from our Lord for being charitable towards. There can be no room for anger in our hearts. Let us then earnestly strive to put this gospel passage today into practice. St. Paul says, also, he says, charity is patient. charity is kind. Charity is not provoked to anger. Very difficult. Not an easy virtue to practice. But that's why the reward is eternal life. Remember the friends of the family in the story and everyone who visited them, that they all practice this mark of justice through the medium of the virtue of charity. They exercise justice toward the policeman by not rash judging him, by not acting unkindly towards his children at school or in the neighborhood, but rather showing understanding and showing sympathy to him. The justice of those people that day was truly greater than the scribes and the Pharisees. Let us today take this good lesson to heart, so that our justice may also abound more than the scribes and the Pharisees, so that one day we may all receive the reward of eternal life in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.